USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce executive orders on Thursday on gun control, as well as make his selection to lead the ATF. Those orders are expected to focus on so-called ghost guns, those assembled from home-milled parts, and the publishing of red flag legislation for states to adopt. And the UK variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States, according to the CDC. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that the B.1.1.7 variant is now the most common being seen in new cases of COVID, with more than 16,000 confirmed cases. The more transmissible variant is also being blamed in part for an increase of cases over the last several weeks. But nearly half of those new cases are coming from certain hotspots. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania are accounting for about 40% of new cases over the last 7 days, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment. I know there are some saying somehow he received a special or a preferential treatment any of some kind. That is absolutely false. There was no signs of impairment. Our primary concern once we, obviously at the scene of the collision, was his safety.
A Tigerless Masters begins in Augusta, Georgia on Thursday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow ticking up 16 points to close at 33,446. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Illegal crossings on the southern border are at a 15-year high, according to Border Patrol data. Republican lawmakers say the current surge is because of President Biden's reversal of the border policies of the previous administration. Congressman Michael McCaul says the result has been a humanitarian crisis. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that cartels and smugglers have taken advantage of families looking to get to the U.S.
And we've seen this movie before in 2014, 2019. We're seeing it again now. They have not made conditions more humane. They have created a humanitarian crisis. By rescinding the political asylum agreements we had with Mexico to remain in Mexico and Central American countries, we kept these applicants outside the United States. The reversal of that policy under the Trump administration, with Biden reversing these policies, he has created a boondoggle for the traffickers, where they exploit these children, they separate them from their parents in Central America and take them up this very dangerous journey.
And the Vancouver Canucks continue to deal with a rapidly spreading COVID outbreak, with 19 of the team's 22 active players now on the NHL's COVID protocol list. All team activities have been shut down, with 4 games already postponed and more possible. The NHL says it believes the team will be able to finish out its schedule, but there's no timetable for the Canucks to return to action. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.